This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. We're hearing more about jobs than subprime home loans these days, but that doesn't mean the wave of residential foreclosures has stopped or even slowed down significantly. It's just become old news. Brian O'Callaghan, who directs the Foreclosure Prevention Program for Catholic Charities in Santa Rosa, says the numbers of troubled homeowners they hear from has continued to grow, although many of them have different profiles now.
The people we were seeing in 2008 were those folks that really couldn't afford it, but for a variety of reasons, most of them untoward on the part of the lending institutions and certain unscrupulous individuals, they ended up receiving those loans and then getting into trouble. Today what we're seeing are people that have never or rarely had any financial difficulties. The only thing that's knocked the legs out from under them now is the economy, lack of jobs.
Linda Hedstrom, the Housing and Economic Development Manager for California Human Development, is used to seeing low-income families come in with loans they can't possibly afford. But in recent months, she says, the spectrum of homeowners looking for advice and assistance has gotten much broader, including professional folks who are preparing to walk away from their million-dollar homes.
We do see a lot of fairly higher-paid professional people who've either had their hours cut drastically or they've actually been laid off. Professionals like engineers, teachers, some medical people. That shouldn't be too surprising because of the drop in construction and related businesses, but I'm surprised at the numbers.
Regardless of their clients' circumstances, says O'Callaghan, they're able to assist only a fraction of the people who come looking for help.
The vast majority of cases we see do not result in people being able to maintain their homes. Sad but true, our job oftentimes is a matter of helping people minimize their losses and preserve their credit.
One factor in that low rate of positive outcomes, contends Linda Hedstrom, is the number of unqualified buyers who are sold loans they would never be able to afford. Or worse, qualified borrowers who were still sold something that was virtually certain to boomerang on them.
Some people come in with excellent credit scores and stable incomes, and they were still pointed towards subprime loans where the mortgage brokers could make a much heftier fee. They should have been able to get a standard mortgage backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and they would have now perhaps have been eligible for the government-sponsored Making Home Affordable programs.
Her agency has tried to steer prosecutors to the worst offenders.
We have turned over several to the district attorney, and we commonly report the mortgage brokers or lenders to the government or to the agencies responsible for looking into these people, although a lot of these lenders are long gone.
But while these community-based agencies try to help their clients work with the lenders to modify or renegotiate their loans to avoid foreclosure, they say the banks have shown little ability or willingness to talk with them. More about that tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.